When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Morning Magic, Magic 106.7. It is Sue and Kendra here, and Kendra was just complaining that her refrigerator is empty yet again, but you have three growing kids. So of course, you know, you're never going to be able to stock the refrigerator with enough food when you have three growing kids.
I just don't know what's happening. I don't remember, well, maybe I don't remember it being a kid because my mom, you know, I was blind to it. I didn't understand it, but we don't even have butter. Like, yeah. we're empty out of everything. Vegetables, even butter, we don't even have.
Yeah.
And I don't understand where it's going.
Well, you have an excuse. You have three growing kids. I'm an empty nester, and I feel that way. I feel like every time I turn around, my refrigerator's empty. And I'm not one who likes grocery shopping. I really don't like it. And it's not even the actual grocery shopping. What I hate is when I get home, lugging the bags in, and then putting everything away.
Yeah.
Because I don't know about you, and maybe this is a reflection of who I am, but I have certain places in the refrigerator that I want everything to be.
I do too.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I do too.
Like my yogurt and my snacks are top left, you know, Gracie's treats top right, you know, the meat's on the middle thing, my milk, and then God forbid you put the wrong, like Tom will try to help me and he'll put like salad dressing over where my condiments are. And I'm like, no, the salad dressing goes on the left door. The condiments go on the right door. He's like, what are you talking about? Who cares?
No, Stephen would say the same thing. He would agree with Tom.
He'd say,
this is why I don't help you because you always say I don't put it in the right spot.
Right.
And it's only because when I open the fridge, my eyes, I need it to look a certain way so that when I look at all the drinks are right there. And so I know where to look for what I need.
Me too.
The salad dressings go on the side.
Right.
The meats and cheeses go in the little drawer.
Yes.
But and also because of the sizing of the shelving inside the fridge too.
Right.
I only put the small, shorter things inside the middle shelves that I know can slip in and out really quickly.
And there's not as much room there.
Right.
You need the height for like the milk and all that.
Right.
And Tom will just put things randomly in the side doors and it drives me nuts because then I'm like, oh my God, I'm out of salad dressing. Oh no, there it is over there with the ketchup. Ah, it can't be with the ketchup. And he's like, why? What is wrong with you? He's like, fine, you do it yourself. You know, and I don't know if it's a gender thing or if it's a control freak thing or both.
It might be both.
I like the stuff. So now, if he wants to help, he just takes everything out of the bags and
puts it on the counter
on the breakfast bar,
yeah.
And then I put it away because I have a rhyme and reason to it all. Oh, and the pantry, don't get me started.
Well, again, it's like a sizing thing. Everything kind of has to match up in the sizing area. Like if there's a taller shelf, I put all the heavier boxed things on the bottom where it's taller, and there's a reason for it. Like if the salad dressing is popping up out of where it's been shoved and stuck in between the tiny little buffalo sauce,
It gives me hives.
I know.
Yeah, in the pantry, he'll just shove things on top. Like I have a shelf that has baking goods, a shelf that has pasta and sauces, a shelf that has, and he'll just take stuff and plop it on top. It's like literally balancing on top of like a jar of sauce. I'm like, no.
They wonder why though. Your husband Tom and my husband Stephen, they wonder why they don't.
Yeah, they're like you.
They
too.
Don't help.
Yeah,
this
do
is
your
why.
Little thing.
Because we never do it right.
I know.
But I do appreciate the effort. And Stephen does. He runs out to the car instantly when I pull in. He brings all the bags. He does the layer up of all the bags on one arm to see how quickly he can get it into the house.
So does Tom.
Yeah. But today's shopping trip is going to be a big one. I don't even want to think about it.
I know.
I need to take out a loan to go get the groceries today.
Yeah. Groceries are so expensive right now.
It's so bad.
Well, good luck to you.
Thanks.